We continue our learning with Mishmas David ben Menachem Mishnah Chaim Yaakov Pirchos Eliyahu and Kalim Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches. Lifnim min hachoma mekudosh mehem, within the wall of Yishalayim itself, that's holier than the kedushos of the previous Mishnayos. So the first Mishnah spoke about Eretz Yisrael is unique. We began with Esther kedushos. Eretz Yisrael will begin. We bring Omer Bikur Mishdei Halecha from Eretz Yisrael, which we cannot bring from other countries. The Ayaros that have a wall mukavos chama from Adiv Yeshua ben Nun, we have to send out a mitzorah from those cities, but now we're speaking about Yerushalayim itself, within the wall of Yerushalayim. Based on Psukim, we learn that we can eat Kachim Kalim, the karbanos, the lighter karbanos, like the Toda, Shlamim, Bechor, Maser Behema, Pesach, and Umaser Sheni, both can be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim, and not outside. Har Habayis Mikudash Mimenu. We're going to have a little bit of a review of a little bit of Midos and other things we learn in Seder Kutchin, very worthwhile, especially because of the Har Habayis issue of who can go up to Har Habayis. This is a very important Mishnah in regard to that topic, and we're going to go through some of the Bar Tanurus, which will be a nice review as well. So Har Habayis is Mikudash Mimenu. What it means is that the Har Habayis, the Temple Mount where the Beis HaMikdash was built, that's holier than the city of Yerushalayim itself. Says the Bar Tanura, Chamesh Meos Amo Haya. Har Habayis was 500 Amos by 500 Amos, and the Beis HaMikdash was, began there. Umishom Maschil Machane Leviyo. We have to realize. So the city of Yerushalayim within the walls, that's one place. Now, Har Habayis, that is Machane Leviyo. That is Machane Yisrael, is the city of Yerushalayim within the walls. Machane Leviyo is begins Har Habayis. Vishi'uro Achar Nikono. And that Machane Leviya, meaning it's equivalent to the Machane Leviya that existed in the Midbar, and the city of Yerushalayim itself within the walls is equivalent, the equivalent of Machane Yisrael. And Machane Leviya begins with Har Habayis Ad Shar Nikanor, until Shar Nikanor, which is the Ashar of the Azara. Mishar Nikanor Vilifnim is Machane Shechina. As we said, from Har Habayis till the wall of Yerushalayim is the Machane Yisrael. So why is that important? Because in Har Habayis it says, She'ein Zavim v'Zavos, Nidos v'Yoldos nechnasim l'sham. Zav, Zava, Nida, Yoledes cannot enter that area. So we usually put a Balkari in the category of a Zav. And since a Zav, a Balkari cannot go on to Har Habayis, that's why anyone who ascends Har Habayis needs to go to the Mikvah. So Zavim, Zavos, Nidos, and Yos cannot enter the Har Habayis. Then the Mishnah says, Hachel Mikudosh Mimenu. The Chel is even more Kadosh than the area of the Har Habayis. Now, before we go through the Chel, which we actually mentioned already in Maseches Midos, the Chel was that 10 Amos area between the Soreg and the Choma of the Azara. So the Bar Tanura quotes the Psukim that teach us this halacha regarding Har Habayis. It says in Bamidbar Hei, in Parshas Naso, Vishalchu min ha-machane kol tzarua v'chol zav v'chol tomei l'nafesh. Who has to leave the machane? Someone with tzaras, someone who's tamei meis, someone who's a zav. Now, these are three different types of tumah. Shomea ani sheshlatam yotam l'okamachar. It sounds like these three people, the Mitzora, the Zav, and the Tamei Lemeis, have to go to the same place. Tam Lamarna, the Pasuk says, the Mitzora, regarding the son, the Pasuk says, Badod Yeshev. He sits alone. So if the Mitzora is sitting alone, he's clearly not sitting with the person who's Tamei Meis, and he's not sitting with the Zav. Alma Einu Meshulach Lamokom Shezav Tamei Meis Meshulach. You see, if the Mitzora is alone, he obviously is not being sent out to the same place as the Zav and the Tamei Meis. Uma Mitzora Shetumaso Chamura Chamura. The fact that we see that Mitzora's tumah is very chomer, and he therefore he's banished from being with anybody else, as it says, Michutz l'machaneh moshavo, l'fikach mishulach chutz l'Yerushalayim. The fact that we say, oh well, he has to be sent out of the city of Yerushalayim itself. Af zavim v'zavos nidos v'yodos shetumason chamura mitumas meis. They're a higher level of tumah than tumas meis. Why? Sheosos mishkavu moshavu mitamos be'evin nisma. That should sound familiar, because these zavim, zavos, it's nidos, yodos, they're mitame mishkav and moshav. the Mitame Evan Misma on top of the Merkov, even though it's a big rock, whatever's Tame comes Tame beneath them. Masha Enkin with Tumas Meis. Now, Tumas Meis has a certain Chumras as well, as we've mentioned, but these have higher Tumos as well. So, therefore, Chumar Shiuchan Nishula Chaveron. So, we're learning here is that if the Mitzora, which has more Chumras, the fact then the Zav and the Zav and the Yoledes, etc., is banished from Yushalayim. So that means that a Zav and a Zav and a Yoledes and an Ida, who have more Chumros than the Tamei Meis, must be banished from more areas, more the precincts than the Tamei Meis. So that obviously these three people then can't be in different places. The Mitzorah the furthest, the Zav, Zava, Yoledes, Nida a little bit closer in, and the Tamei Meis even closer in. He's allowed to become even closer. So that's what we learn. Nimtzeis Omer Mitzorah Mishulah Chutz LeYushalayim, which is Kenegan Machane Yisrael. Zavim Zavos Nidos Yos Mishulach Meharabais. They have to be banished from Harabais. They can only be in Machane Yisrael within the walls of Yushalayim, but not on Harabais. That's Machane Leviyah, but they're allowed to be in Yushalayim. Tamei Meis, Vafilu Meis Atzmo. The Tamei Meis, even the Meis itself, is Mutar Barabais, just Umishuloch Mishar Nikron or Mufnim, which is Machane Shechina. That's why we are Tamei Meis, so we can't clearly be in the Azara itself, but if we knew where Harabais is, and some claim to know what Harabais is, then the Tamei Meis is permitted to go there, and we are all Tamei Meis. We don't have the Eshes Parah in order to be mitahir ourselves. So then, hachel, the chel, as we said, that is within the walls of Harabais. The wall was 10 tefachim high, and that was different opinions. Some say the chel is the soreg itself. But we went through this in Maseches Minos. Let's assume it's the 10 amos between the soreg and the wall of the Azara. So the halacha there is mikudosh mimenu. That's even more kodesh than Harabais. She'ein goyim tamei meis nichnasim l'sham. It's a gzeras chachamim only that really a tamei meis should be able to walk there. Tamei meis just can't enter not shar nikonor, which is the Azara. This is the chel outside the Azara. But it's a gzeras chachamim that non-Jews and tamei meis cannot enter that area. They can enter even Ezras Nashim. They just can't enter Shah Nikonor, but Midurabanu, we make a gzera that they should not be there in that area of the Chel. Ezras Nashim, Kudeshas Bimenu. The Ezras Nashim is even more Kadosh than the Chel. She'ein Tavul Yom, Nichnas Lashon. What's the higher level? So, when it came to the Chel, so the Chel, Goyim Tamei Meisim can't enter there Midurabanu. Ezras Nashim, we don't allow so obviously Tamei Meisim Goyim can't go in, but even a Tavul Yom can't go in. He's Tamei, Tasta Sheretz, let's say, and went to the mikvah, but he's not completely Tahor. He has to stay out of the Ezras Nashim. Nichna, so Ein Tavul Yom Nichnas L'Sham. And the Gemara, interestingly, this is based on, the Bar Tanura says, Yehoshaphat u Beis Dino gazru al Tavul Yom shel Yikares Ezras Nashim. Midaraisa, he should be able to go in. A Tavul Yom should be able to enter the Ezras Nashim. But they made a gezera based on a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim Beis Perachof, Vayamod Yehoshaphat Bekal Yehuda, Lefnei HaChatzer HaChadasha. What's the Chatzer HaChadasha? So it's a Chatzer HaChadasha doesn't really mean a new Chatzer, according to Chazal. It's Shechit Shuba Devarim. They had a chiddush, a novelty in halacha that a tavul yom ali kones b'machane leviyah. Not all of machane leviyah, just Ezras Nashim b'vad, a tavul yom should not enter. And they made a gzera only on a tavul yom, not on a mechusar kippurim. Why not? We've mentioned the mechusar kippurim because a tavul yom is usher b'truma, and a mechusar kippurim is able to eat truma, as we learn in this mesecta as well. And therefore, if the tumah is more chomer, you have to do the shiluach. The banishment is going to be more chomer than the other, and therefore, the mechusar kippurim, we don't have this halacha regarding the mechusar kippurim is allowed to be in the Ezras Nashim, but the tavul yom cannot. Then the Mishnah says ve'ein chayovim aleha chatos. So it means if the Tavul Yom would enter this area of the, although we made it exerah, he shouldn't enter the Ezras Nashim, nonetheless, he wouldn't be chayav chatos if he entered that area. Then it says Ezras Yisrael Mekudeshes Mimenu, the Ezras Yisrael, further in from the Ezras Nashim, that's even more kadosh than the Ezras Nashim. She'ein mechusar kippurim, nechnas l'sham. So this is where we have a Zav and a Zav and Idol the Odes and Mutzorah, but they already went to mikvah, part of the purification process, and they waited for Hare Shemesh. They just haven't brought their kabbanos on the next day, on the eighth day, after the 7 days of purification. That's our Mechusar Kippurim, so he's Tahor pretty much for everything. But he's not allowed to enter Ezras Yisrael until... He brings his kabbanos on the eighth day. Happens to be that anyone who's tahor, he's not permitted to enter Eretz Yisrael until he goes to the mikveh. That's a special halacha. Must go to the mikveh regardless, even if you're tahor. V'chayavin elachatas and mechusrei kippurim who entered the Ezras Yisrael b'shogeg dechayav a karban chatas, and certainly a tevul yom or anyone else's tummy is chayav karban chatas for entering the Ezras Yisrael without being tahor. Ezras hakohanim is mikudesh es mimenu. Is even more kadosh. She'en Yisrael nechnasim l'sham el b'shas tzorcheihem, because Yisrael can't enter the Ezras Kohanim unless they need to. For example, the Mishnah says l'smicha, to put their hands on the head of the korban that they're bringing, l'shchita, to which is kosher even for a zara non-kohen, and l'tnufa, to do the waving of the korban. Perek Aleph Mishnah Test. Bein ha'ulam v'la mizbeach. We've had that in Midos. Between the ulam and the mizbeach. The mizbeach nechoshes in the azara. And then you go further now and you're at the ulam, which is that large structure right before you enter the heichal. So between that is mekudesh mimenu. That's even more kadosh than the Ezras HaKohanim. She'en bali mumin upurei rosh nechras l'sham. A bal mum, even a kohen, who is a kohen, normally can walk in that area, but if you have a mum, then cannot, a blemish. Upurei rosh, people who are Kohanim who let their hair grow long. A Kohen has to cut his hair every 30 days. If it's been more than 30 days, he cannot enter that area. What's the status of this? So the Bartunur says that the Gemara Bekometz Rabba Mochiach Dechol Hani Malos Detani Hashta. All of these levels of Kedusha we're discussing right now, Kegon Hanichnas LeEzras Kohanim Shelo LeTorech, or the Balei Mumin Upurei Rosh who enter from Umon LeMizbech, Kulu malos derabanan. They're all malos derabanan on a d'oraisa level, is no problem. V'kach kibalti merabosai, he says. Aval Rambam sphere lay dekulu mi d'oraisa. Rambam says, no, this is all d'oraisa. Bali mumen. How do I know if a Kohen has a blemish? This is an issur d'oraisa to enter between the ulam and the mizbeach. He says, ki kolish asher bonum lo yikrav. That's part of Yikrach Chafal, speaking about the Kohenim. Or the prue rosh, the pasuk said, the Torah says, to Arun avonav, who are in the Mishkan, roshechem al tifro'u. And therefore, according to the Rambam, this is really an Isser D'Oraisa between the Ulam and Mizbeach. Kohanim who have a mum, or they haven't cut their hair in 30 days, cannot enter. Ha-Heichol, Mikudosh, Mimenu. The Heichol, and the Ulam, of course, included as part of that, is more Kadosh than between the area between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. She'enich nas l'sham shelo ruchutz yadayim raglayim. A Kohen who hasn't washed his hands and feet from the Kior, he cannot enter the Heichol. At the area before that, he can. Kodesh ha-Kodesh, Mikudosh mehem, and the Kodesh Kodesh, of course, is more kadosh than the heichal and the ulam. She nichnas l'sham el kohen gadol biyom kippurim b'shas avoda. And he goes in there four times to be makter the Torah, to sprinkle from the dam apar, to sprinkle the third time from the dam asair, and then a fourth time to take out the kaf and the machta, the spoon and the shovel, which dealt with the Torah. If he walks in five times, it'd be chayv misa. Amar Rabbi Yosi, b'chamishta devarim b'no ulam l'mizbech shavala hecha. There are five ways that the area between the ulam and the mizbech is equal to the hechel, even though the ulam to the mizbech is less kadosh. She'en, what are they? She'en bali mumin upuri rosh shuyayin v'lo ruchutz v'shalo ruchutz yadayim v'raglayim nichnasim l'shon. And that is that a balmum, one who Kohen hasn't let his who hasn't cut his hair in 30 days, people who drank wine, haven't washed their hands and feet, they're not permitted to enter that area. Uparshin bibeno ulam v'lamizbech b'shas haktara. And the Mishnah says that Kohanim should not be standing in the area between the Mizbech and the Ulam at the time that we makter the Torah on the Mizbech Azahav in the Heichal, or when the Kohen Gadol will be makter the Torah Lefnai v'Lefnim. The Tanakhama disagrees. You see, this seems to be a machlokas. Some of the halachos that Rabbi Yossi says they agree with. Tanakhama holds that only at the time of the Haktara of the on the Mizbech Azahav in the Heichal, of the Ktores, do the Kohanim have to leave between Ulam and the Mizbeach? But when the Kohen is Gadol, is Maktir Lifnai V'Lifnim, then all they have to leave is the Heichal. But they can stay between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. The Bar Tanurim points out, the Haidelo Choshev Tana Kama Shesuya Yayin, Mishal Ruchus Yadayim Ra'aglayim Bahade Bali Mumin Upurei Rosh. The Tanakhama mentioned Bali Mumin and Purei Rosh between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. That's all they had on the list at the beginning of the Mishnah. Between Ulam and the Mizbeach is holy, and if you have a mum or you let your hair grow more than 30 days, you can't enter that area. Rabbi Yossi has more on that list. Why didn't the Tanakhama put on a Kohen who drank wine or a Kohen who washed his hands? On that list, because Mishum de Bali Mumin Puriya Rosh Psulim the Gufan. Here's the difference, fundamental difference. A Bali Mumin Puriya Rosh, that's a psul, that's an inherent psul in a body. And therefore the Shiluchon is Chomur. We have to be banished, then we have to be more strict. They can't be between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. But Shesuya Yain and Ruchutz Yadayim V'Raglayim, not washing their hands, Psulon Machmas Davar Acher. That's something external that give them the disqualification. And therefore, not so Machmer. In the Shiluach Tanakhama says, therefore, those other psulim are permitted to stand between the Ulam Mizbeach. Only the psul beguf, the Baal Mum and Puri Rosh, cannot stand in that area. Now, if you do the counting, you'll notice that, in fact, there are 11 Kedushos. Esek Kedushos only makes sense according to Rabbi Yossi, who held that between the Ulam and the Mizbeach and the Heichal are equal regarding all of those halachos. But the Tanakhama said, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, that's one area, but the Heichal is even more Kadosh. If you count everything up, there's really 11. So, therefore, it must be that these Mishnayos are like Rabbi Yossi. And others claim, no, even the Chachamim agree to 10. You know what's not included in the 10? The first K, Eretz Yisrael Mikudeshes Mikol Haaretzos, that's not counted as one of the 10, because that is, because that's the first. The others have what we call Kavod LaMakom, with certain types of tumah cannot be there. But Eretz Yisrael, Stam Eretz Yisrael, yes, we said it's Kadosh because you could bring Bikurim and Shtei Alechem and Omer from there, but it's not a Kedusha of tumah, though tumah has to be banished, and that's why that was not counted as one of the 10 on the list.